gentlemen, to the eighth wonder of the world, the flow of the century. Oh, it's timeless. Ho! Thanks for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. I appreciate that.
Good morning, Lincoln, Nebraska. Happy hump day. Welcome to the Morning Hookup. Bill Hooks, Will Wilson, hanging out with you for a couple hours. Thanks for tuning in.
What's the word, bro?
Look, man, it's Wednesday. For me, it's golf day. I go out and play on Wednesdays, so I'm pretty excited for that.
Looks like it's going to be nice.
You played yesterday.
I did play yesterday.
How'd you play?
I played PR? Very well.
PR? Personal record?
Personal record.
Personal
yesterday.
Record.
That's
yes,
right.
You did.
I thought it was a 78, but after counting the scorecard, my buddy goes, oh, no, it was a 79.
That's all right. PRs okay. Are PRs, baby. Nice work.
Thank you. Yeah.
Nice work.
You better match it today.
Oh, yeah. That ain't happening.
Never say never.
It could be. I don't know.
Never say never, man.
Feast or famine with Hooks. Feast or famine.
What's the word, man? How are you feeling?
I am great, man. I am really good. Really good. Long day yesterday.
It was.
Which is kind of fun.
Hope you listening, you're having a good morning as well.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for tuning in with us wherever you are. I know this is now we're in those dog days of kind of summer right now. Got salt dogs playing, got Major League Baseball.
Soon enough.
Dogs won last night, by the way.
Really?
Dogs got it done last night.
They kicked butt.
10-1. 10-1, by the way. They set a franchise record yesterday.
And for what?
7-for-7 on stolen bases.
Wow.
Stolen bases.
All right. That'll work.
How about that?
So, you're right. I mean, pretty soon, it's just going to be baseball.
Yeah.
Just baseball.
Just baseball.
No
NBA playoffs, the finals, I mean, all that kind of
right,
stuff will
but,
play. But then eventually, it'd be just baseball.
That's the time of the year.
Where, just baseball.
You know, we all kind of dread.
Yeah, but oddly enough, today, a lot of basketball. Robin Wash at HuskerOnline.com, just about 9:15 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Will and I caught up with Jameson Welch, BasketballNews.com, early this morning. We'll have him in the second hour, probably around 10:25-ish, somewhere in there. We'll have him on, talking NBA playoffs, talking the Celtics, all that stuff. Also, a whole lot of you today, 402-466-3776, 402-466-ESPN. Or like you like to do, tweet at us, at ESPN Hooksy, at Willie on the Radio.
Wow. We got to dive into this right now.
We are.
Because there is more stuff coming out that is just surprising me.
We are. This broke this morning, kind of Husker related, former Husker Luke McCaffrey, as we all know, transferred to Louisville.
Louisville. I'll give you that one.
Has left the program. This morning on a site that we were looking at, redshirt freshman quarterback Luke McCaffrey has left the program. Head coach Scott Satterfield sent an interview with Drew Dinner on 939 The Ville. That's a cool name. The Ville.
The Ville.
Wednesday morning. Has left the program. McCaffrey was on campus for roughly a week, and according to Satterfield, participated in three to four summer workouts.
Oh, yeah. Here comes Kool-Aid.
And decided to leave the program because he wanted to come in and be the starting quarterback.
Oh, funny how things work out, Hooks, huh? That's interesting. And Mitch Sherman, who mm-hmm. is on Hill Varsity Radio quite often, yeah, he says that McCaffrey was hardly on campus.
Yeah. I just lost the tweet. I was going to read that tweet. Updated here. 1 second. Let me get this back because he kind of clarified.
Yeah, he said regarding Luke McCaffrey, he did not participate in spring practice at Louisville and was not enrolled in the spring after his winter decision to transfer from Nebraska. In fact, McCaffrey had only been on campus for a short time before making the decision to leave the Cardinals. So he didn't have to see much, apparently.
If I sit here and tell you I saw this coming, would I be like, oh, I told you so kind of guy?
Well, I would be thinking, why?
It was so surprising to me when this happened. I think a lot of people will resonate the same verbiage that he went to a place where receivers aren't bad if he were to switch positions.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a weird thing.
They had
thinking.
A kind of a good room. And he's walking into a quarterback room with a two-year starter, Malik Cunningham, who is pretty good too.
Yeah.
To walk in to think, I'm going to be the starter. I want to start.
It was interesting. I remember us sitting here saying, why Louisville, looking at the depth chart, especially in the quarterback room?
I mean, it wasn't
deep. He transferred to be a quarterback.
Yeah, it wasn't deep behind Cunningham. Right? They had a backup, Evan Conley, and they just had, and have just now with McCaffrey leaving, they'll just have three scholarship quarterbacks.
Right, so he would have been the fourth.
Yes.
Still, I mean, that's
behind a two-year starter.
Still, but that's, you know, a busy room, right?
A very busy room.
Yeah.
To think you're going to walk in and I'm the guy, that's my job, I'll take it.
So it's his second transfer. In a year.
Yeah.
Right? It's been
a year. But I think with him not participating in, like, summer classes and spring football, all that stuff, because, you know, he left here. I think he stayed here, though. Didn't need to have class. I don't know. Whatever it is.
Well, you're
for
right.
For him not being enrolled there, and it was just the summer stuff, I believe he is open to a free transfer now.
And that would make sense. Well, if that transfer even counted. If he never enrolled, did that transfer even, you know, officially...
Mm-hmm.
Was accepted. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I'm guessing.
This kind of like, again, looking at this, and you're just reading this stuff. This, by the way, what I just read was from a Louisville site. Okay, Fan Nation Louisville report out there. So it's not like it's stuff we're getting from those outlets. Does it make you think back now a little bit about McCaffrey's time here? And, you know, peeking under the tent, trying to assume that we went through all that stress of, I know Martinez didn't play well. I'm not telling you that, okay? He didn't have that season, and you had to put McCaffrey in. But we endured that. Was it part of, you know, Martinez not playing well? Was it or part of the pressure of McCaffrey wanting to be the guy, having to be the guy that got him in the game?
Yeah. I think
there's some of that.
Yeah, I mean, you remember Verduzco?
Because
a
lot of fans were calling for it too. I'm not saying that. We're looking at that athletic guy who's here. He's a force, blah, 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 blah. Kind of goes back also maybe the fact that McCaffrey didn't even start until his senior year in high school.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but okay, but let's think about the Northwestern game because that's when he started, right? That was the first game Luke started. Am I correct? I just want to make sure.
I think you're correct.
Okay.
I'd have to look, but I think you're correct.
And Martinez, he wasn't hurt, was he?
He had bad games. And they were like, Coach Frost said, it's time to make a change at quarterback.
But it was only the second or third game of the season.
Was it Northwestern or Illinois when we lost when he started?
That was at least.
At home.
Yeah, but that was the third game.
Was it? Did he start? I can't remember. It's a blur because now it's making me mad. And if you look at it, and we said it on the show, and I said, I know I did, I never thought McCaffrey was a Power 5 starting quarterback.
It was. Okay, so...
Was it Illinois?
Northwestern was the second game of the season. Remember, after we got blown out by Ohio State, we went to Northwestern.
But McCaffrey
started.
Okay.
The Northwestern game. Martinez started the Ohio State game, right? Yep. And if I remember right, a lot of us were semi-optimistic after that Ohio State game.
Yeah, we had played pretty good for a half.
Okay, so there was no reason to bench Martinez. I agree with you 100%. I remember sitting here and saying, this reminds me of the Tim Tebow situation in Denver, where the fans pressured everyone to play Tebow, and they just played him. And I feel like, yes, Hooks, you said it. This was the fans not totally on board with Martinez and immediately jumping ship to McCaffrey.
I'm not saying that's wrong because Martinez hadn't performed.
Right. Yeah, maybe you had to make the change.
By the way, the backup's always the most popular dude.
But it's also crazy to think he didn't perform because it was just one game.
I don't know. I think now when you look back at it, there's a lot of stress going on.
There's a lot
what we put ourselves through, what we put maybe Martinez through.
Nonetheless.
And then, like, thank you, Transfer Portal, for all this garbage, by the way.
I 100%.
I just think these guys, some of them, you know, and I feel bad for athletes that, you know, in that Transfer Portal, because I think a lot of them that go into it get bad advice from whoever they're talking to. End up transferring somewhere, and they get there, well, this is not what I thought. Now I'm out again.
No, and I think it's okay.
And unfortunately, in these situations, and Luke's probably a good kid, right? There's probably a lot of these situations. We're talking about this one because it's super relatable to us because of where he started at. They get bad advice. They don't have a real plan going into this thing. And now from that kid, the reputation is damaged because of reports like this coming out. You transfer into a place, you transfer out of a place where you had probably an opportunity to play, but you maybe had to move positions.
Well, hold on.
Right. Secondly, you go to a place, you're not even there 20 minutes, and you're out because it's reported that you want to go somewhere and be the starter.
I'm not totally convinced that he was on board at Louisville. Like, he knew what he was doing.
Was it bad advice?
Well, they said he barely visited the campus.
Yeah,
so
was
you're
it
right.
Bad advice?
Maybe somebody told him, hey, Louisville's the place. Well, okay, you're telling me this.
And now this kid's, I would assume, I mean, he's a good athlete. We've seen his skills athletically. Athletically. But the reputation might take a national hit.
Oh, yeah.
Of where he ends up now.
That's what the transfer portal does. I mean,
right?
Yeah, you can go and play wherever you want, but when it comes down to it, people are going to look at you differently.
And a lot of these kids don't end up anywhere. You don't end up anywhere big. You don't end up anywhere hearing the name again. Mm-hmm. Somebody said today, like, maybe he's going to go play for dad, but he's got his brother there.
I wouldn't be surprised, Hooks, here.
Who came from Michigan, 4-star quarterback.
I would not be surprised if here in a few years we're seeing stories put out saying, yeah,
and
staying at four-year schools for 4 years is the way to go. Because when you transfer like that, it just doesn't work out.
And now in the process, it's June. Like, the time has passed almost.
Yeah.
These teams, these programs have pretty much set rosters. I mean, I'm sure there's transfers, there's pickups still coming.
He's not alone.
No,
he's
not alone.
The transfer portal is still fire. It's hot right now.
He's not alone. But it's June. It is June 9th. Like what? You're in summer workouts.
Yeah.
The camaraderie is starting amongst the teams, right?
Let's not forget.
You're only 80 days, by the way. 80 days, 2 hours, 47 minutes, 20 seconds away from your first game at Nebraska. 80 days.
He'll probably, if anything, he has a free pass to play at his
pops' place.
At his dad's place,
maybe
yeah.
Be a backup to his brother. That'll go over well.
Well, worst case scenario, he has a place to play.
I don't know, man. I just think it's interesting in this thing, and it kind of gives him a damaged rep as well. Well, I walk into a place, and I'm just, from what I'm getting to read, that's it. I don't know all the I don't know any about it. But from what I read, it's damaging to say, oh, I walked in. Oh, I'm not the starter. I want to go somewhere I can start.
It's a bad look.
See ya.
It's a bad look. It's okay to say that, too, I think. When they decide to leave somewhere, I mean, they should face everything that comes at them. I know it's different when we have someone in their 40s, you know, talking about somebody half their age. But for me, I'm his damn age, so I'll go ahead and say whatever I want. It's a bad look when somebody does that, and I wouldn't be surprised if it carries on with him. I mean, that's what it does. We've talked about transfers, and remember Jebbia?
Yep.
We could list off tons of people who just, it's just a bad look. Sorry, Luke. Good luck, man.
Yeah, and most of the transfers, by the way, and there are the rare cases, but when they end up doing this type of stuff, you don't hear from them again. You don't hear from them
nope.
again.
That's it. Fizzles you out.
I would just think,
it loses your
I guess
reputation.
For this situation, I would think, would believe him leaving Nebraska. Look who his dad is.
Mm-hmm. Well, look where
look
some of these
son,
guys
look
have
who
ended
his
up.
Brother is. Where's the advice coming from? If this was the case, if that was his circle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd love to know that. I would love to know that.
Ed McCaffrey, Christian McCaffrey. I mean, come on. Where's the circle? Who's helping this kid out?
Also, you look at some of the
all
people
all of a sudden, you're not the starter. That's okay. Leave.
You look at some of the people who have left. Remember Jakeem Green?
Yeah.
Jakeem Green.
Where'd he go?
He transferred somewhere, and then he transferred away. I don't even know if he's with the school right now. It's like, I would not be surprised if we start seeing here in a few years that students who stay at schools all 4 years usually end up having a better career. I would not be surprised by it.
It's just so interesting. When that came out this morning, I just put my head down like, what in the...
But were you surprised?
I wasn't, but I'm surprised this quick. I would have thought if it were going to happen, he would have gotten through a year there.
I was surprised hearing about...
And competed. It tells me he doesn't want to compete.
Yeah.
When you I'm reading the stories. He got there. Maybe he didn't like the town. Well, I don't know.
Great point.
But he didn't want to compete for a job. He wants to be a starter. He wants to walk in somewhere and be a starter. Okay? I'm just being honest on this thing.
No, and I
ultimately, that came out. I don't want to compete.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really
maybe
good
left
point.
Here. Didn't want to compete with Adrian Martinez again.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't want to compete with a 4-year start. Didn't want to compete. Look behind him. You got all these other guys coming in. I don't want to compete for a backup job. You know, look at the receivers. I don't want to move position, number one. Two, I don't want to compete with those dudes.
And our respect grows for the people that stick it out and stick around here. You know, we could list off tons of players who are
and
here.
People leave for certain different reasons, okay? I'm not going to fault people for wanting to leave or whatever the case is. But again, like we said, have a plan. No, it's not easy when you leave. Grass isn't always greener on the other side, right? But this is a bad look.
It is. Like you and I said, we respect people going and find different situations to better themselves in their lives. But when it happens continuously, that is when it turns into a bad look.
You get stuck with the tag, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You get stuck with the tag. So, well, that's what we got going on. Luke McCaffrey, former Nebraska football player, transferred to Louisville, is now spent 27 minutes at Louisville, and he's gone. Transferring out. It'd be interesting to see what his next move is. But what's not interesting is that we're going to have Robin Wash at HustlerOnline.com coming up.